Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Always a pleasure when we have someone on from Lanark County Community Justice. Today we have got two people. We've got Joellen McCard, who is the Executive Director. Joellen, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
And Sherry Halliday, Community Justice Court Diversion Program Coordinator. Sherry, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be here.
It is good to have you here. We're talking about what I think is vital information for parents out there. It, correct me if I'm wrong. Is it called the Teen Triple P, which is a parenting workshop for parents of teens and preteens? Now, is it a workshop or is it a support group? Because I'm thinking probably either would do, having gone through the teenage years with kids myself, I'm sure that support groups are very much needed in some cases.
Yes, it's all those things, Bob. We invite parents to join us. They can join us anonymously. It's all virtual. And we discuss high-risk teenagers with mental health issues. There's been lots of anxiety with COVID. And it's just nice for other parents to know that they're not alone, that this is a place that they can maybe get some tips and we can work together to face some challenges.
Now, Joellen, this is just one of many offerings from Lanark County Community Justice, but it's a fine example of the way that you try to branch out and cover as many subjects that really are pertinent to your cause as possible.
Absolutely. In our core program, where we bring together the victim, the accused, and their support people when, things have gone wrong, we also try, we discover that parents are struggling. They don't have all the answers as to how to support their youth and in their lives. And so a program like this is just invaluable to them.
Let's talk a little bit about the program, if we could, Sherry. Tell us what parents can expect. I understand it is a 100% virtual offering.
Absolutely, Bob. We're looking to build stronger relationships between parents and family members. That's a big part of restorative practice and communication is communication. So we like to think, okay, we're going to agree on rules and expectations together. And maybe that will free up some conflict time in the home. We're going to talk about dealing calmly with conflict and how we can navigate through conflict times together. We're going to equip your team to handle life's problems. And sometimes that's about natural consequences. So if your child is late and won't get up to go to school, well, maybe you're going to have to walk to school today. Because you missed your school bus, things like that, and not being just conflict all the time and yelling, and that doesn't seem to resolve anything. And this is just a different way for relationships to get built on a really solid foundation.
And I like it, the use of the word foundation there, because really it's not only about their lives, their day-to-day lives when it comes to being a teenager, but these are certain things that they're going to carry with them as they get older and move into being a young adult and then, helping out with their community as well. It really, really is a very important time of their lives.
It really is. And self-discipline and self-responsibility, teaching yourself your own morals and sticking by them is a big part of community justice. Building a safe family home and relationship, and then being able to take that with you into school, into your future jobs, and anywhere you go.
So, Joellen, you were nodding your head quite a bit as we were talking about building those foundations as well. But further to that, you're not only the executive director, but you've actually taken part in one of these Triple P workshops.
I did. I mean, I think this course is for any parent of a teen or caregiver of a teen. We've had grandparents take it that, I took it. I have two 14-year-olds, and it's a hard time in life for them. And Andrea Halliday, who we have from Family and Children's Services of Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville, she is amazing. And she gave me some tips that I still use today, like when your child comes to talk to you, your teenager, you need to stop. If you're doing the dishes, if you're cleaning the house, if you're vacuuming, you need to stop what you're doing and just listen. Because often they don't reach out to talk to you or tell you something. You're always saying, hey, how was your day? What happened today at school? You just don't get the whole story. So stopping. And then the other one I do is find something they're interested in doing. Like she really pushed that, you need to connect with them. And my child likes gaming. I hate it. But I tried to do Fortnite, failed miserably. But there was another game, Minecraft, that he convinced me and Clash of Clans. And so I started to game with him, and it just made a little connection that we didn't have before. So yeah, I don't know. And little things like if kids, you see your kid wanting to go to a party or you're not sure, just to help them have a discussion about those risky situations and go through what all the risks are and then stop. Say, okay, we'll talk about this in a little while, and then you can make a decision about whether or not the youth is going to be allowed to participate, So really good practical advice happens in this course.
Sherry, that must make you feel pretty good to hear that, because one of the questions I was going to ask Joellen was, what are some of the things that you took away from this that you remember? Is there anything that you take from it and then use sort of in your day-to-day life? It's like when you learn a life hack, right? Like, it's pretty neat if it looks kind of interesting, but if it's something that you wind up incorporating into your day-to-day living, then obviously that's had a bigger effect. It sounds to me, Sherry, like Joellen has had several things. I mean, that's almost a best case scenario, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we like to involve our participants and our parents and our grandparents in tests. So we do have a workbook that they can follow along with or read in advance to. And if they have any questions, we certainly welcome the chance for a question and answer period. There's also an online book I think they can purchase. They'd have to go through the PPP, the public health unit, I believe, to get that information. However, we try to give free the workbook. They just have to make an appointment with me in advance to pick it up either in Perth or Smith Falls.
I think that it's really interesting because even just listening to Joellen's account there, it is, you already learned something, right? And so someone who's in that kind of a situation, or who's listening right now and thinking, wow, that's pretty good advice. That to me is the best kind of advertising that you can do for this. Sherry, how do you reach out to people? How do you get people to know about this, besides obviously speaking to us on Lake 88?
That's the best way, Bob.
Well, there you go.
But we like to reach out to all our service and social services networks that we have. We post on Facebook and we share a lot. So I work closely with Andrea, and she's with Family and Children's Services, and they have a number of clients that we offer the program to. And anyone that I'm talking to, I like to talk about things like that. I remember my dad, talking about what Joanne was saying, my wanting to go to a party, and my dad was like, no, you're not going. And I was like, why can't I go? And he'd say, because I said so. Instead of, maybe talk about some of those risks. Well, like, I don't, if you go, what if there's drugs at the party? What are you going to do? What are you going to say? If somebody's bullying you, how are you going to work things out with them? Who are you going to tell? Who are you going to talk to? So anytime I can talk with a parent, and I speak with lots of parents that have high risk children, and there's, teenagers are just at that cusp where they're trying all these new things. And we were all teenagers once before, and we all survived. And I know the parents will too. And sometimes they just need to hear that there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
You can probably relate to that, Joellen, with a couple of 14-year-olds. If mine are grown and gone, so I can totally relate. One of the things that you often hear about is parents saying to their kids, if ever you're someplace you need a ride, you give me a call. You do that right away. And you're both nodding your heads here. But the important part to that is the follow-up. I know I have a relative who had to do this within the past couple of years, a couple of times with her son. And actually doing it the first time led them to know that this was a two-way street. This was a trust exercise. That kid needed to get out of that situation, didn't have a way home, called the parent. The parent came, no questions asked, and did exactly what they were going to do. That's the kind of trust that you want to build, right, Joellen?
Yeah, because you've talked through the whole situation ahead of time and you've come to the agreement that if things get out of hand or you feel unsafe or you need support, you're going to call. I'm going to pick you up. There's going to be no questions asked. I trust you to make good decisions for your own life.
And that, I mean, that's just one little aspect of it. Sherry, maybe you could tell us, just briefly some of the other topics. I know you've gone over a few here already, but just maybe a couple of the other topics that highlight that you think that parents really should be learning about so that they can carry on these discussions with their kids.
Yes, it's all about navigating the ups and downs with your teens, because we all know there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. So knowing how we're going to get through is celebrating the ups, getting through the downs, especially with COVID and all these emotional times, just knowing that, like Joellen said, like we don't have a book on how to be the best parent. It's all every situation is unique. And it should be treated that way, and it should be respected that way. Yeah, I just think it's a really great opportunity for parents to come out and meet other parents and discuss challenges that they're having with their teens.
And Joellen, obviously, we know it has your stamp of approval on it there because you've put it into practice. And I want to thank you very much for sharing that experience with our listeners today. I was a little distracted a couple of seconds ago. I went up to your website. Boy, there's a lot of information there, not only for parents, but about what you do as well. So that is calmjustice.org. That's calm with two M's, justice.org. A great resource there. Now, Sherry, before we let you go, how do people get involved? How do they take part in these parenting, these triple P parenting classes?
Well, they can call me directly. My number is 613-264-1558. Or they can email admin, admin, at comjustice, comjustice dot org. My personal email is Sherry, Sherry, at comjustice.org.
We're going to put that information up with the post of this interview that will go up early this afternoon as well, so people can get all of that information that they wanted. I want to thank both of you for being here today. Joellen, was there anything else that you wanted to mention here quickly, just to put a little bit of a bug in the ear of some of our listeners as well? Something else coming up?
Yeah, just super quickly, I just want to end with that this program is generously funded by the Perth and District Community Foundation. So that's wonderful to get their support for this program. But we also have another program called Restorative Practice Circle Keeping for Educators. So, going earlier on in the process, we're looking at restorative practices that teachers, educators, EAs, principals, vice principals can use to create a restorative classroom or restorative school. So that's very similar skills that we're teaching with the parents. We're doing that with teachers and educators. It's an amazing program. We have a renowned teacher, Stephen Young from the Toronto area, who wrote the book, The Restorative Principle. And it's just a once a month commitment for educators. And they can call the same contact information as Sherry provided. We'd love to have more educators attend this program over the next year. And it's
And
free. The parenting program is free, and the restorative practice circle keeping for educators is free. Everything's
excellent.
free.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. It's also free to go and get all this information and a heck of a lot more at the website comjustice.org. I want to thank you both for being here today on In Focus. Always a pleasure when we have you folks on. You're doing great work. Keep it up.
Thanks, Bob. You too.
Yeah,
Have a
thank
great day.
you.
Our
Yeah,
guest.
thank you.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Joellen McCard, who is the Executive Director of Lanark County Community Justice, and Sherry Halliday, Community Justice Court Diversion Program Coordinator on this edition of In Focus. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.